Good morning.
Good morning, teacher.
It's good to see all of you. There has been a series of, I guess there's science programs or something coming over while I get out on PBS called World. And last night it was discussing color. So we're going to talk a little bit about color this morning. Because number one, we're talking about Jesus. And so we hope we get through just discussing Jesus today. If we do, we'll move on. If we don't, we'll be where we are. Anyway, it had one of the last things they did, you know, that the Northern Lights, they had a whole series on some people in a van that had gone in Norway to see the Northern Lights. And it was showing every one of the colors. That's what I had before I went to bed, and I thought, I can't go to sleep. But anyway, I had heard about them, and I'd seen little pictures, but from this viewpoint where you could see the awesomeness of the Northern Lights, and that's at night. And so I thought, well, man, if that didn't get me ready to teach this morning. Trouble is I don't get any sleep, but that's okay. I take lots of naps. So we are on number two of our questions. Now we're in John 1:1. So we have here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was God in the beginning. So we're going back, this in the beginning sounds just exactly like I've got Genesis open in one. I have about four Bibles open with me when I'm studying at home. And they all began the same way, in the beginning. Okay, and then we had discussed last week the Word was God. That, yes, she remembered. So in the beginning, there has to be a beginning. Everything we know had a beginning, but somewhere it had to have a source to go from the beginning. And so we learned last week that that source is God. Because in the beginning was means it was already in place. So was, and so today we are learning that also in the beginning was the Word. It wasn't a word, some word, it was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. So this Word here we're going to find out is Jesus. Jesus is, number one, the Word. You know, we talked about even words, and the reason that we as human beings have words, we have thinking, we have vocabulary, we have ways to, lots of different kinds of words, some translated in I don't know how many different languages, but words came from God in the beginning. This is what God set up to be able for us to interface and connect with Him so He could talk to us and then we could understand Him and we could talk to Him in prayer. Anyway, so we're learning in the beginning was the Word, that Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. Did you get the first verse? All right, if we got the first verse down, we will go on. This is good to know. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. Now then, get that down. So we knew from Genesis 1 that God was here. He is speaking out creation. We also learned in Genesis, we're covering the first verse. And so in the beginning, the earth was formless and empty and dark. And on the surface of the deep, the Spirit of God was hovering. And He's beginning to go to work. He's hovering. So we know we've got Father. We know we've got the Holy Spirit. And it says here, we have Jesus. And everything that is made through Him. I look at Jesus as an architect. You know, let's do this. I just get so excited because they are creating this. There's three of them. And they are creating the world. And so in the beginning, we have now all three of them working on this. And the only thing that you have there is darkness. So we go back here. Through Him, everything was made and nothing was made. And in the beginning, it was darkness. And as I saw this whole hour on light last night, I have figured out what darkness is. You know, if you have the lights go out, all of a sudden you can't see how to get across the room. Did I have to go and create darkness? It's there. Now, light we have to generate, and we can't do that without God. But light is something that what it does, it takes over and destroys darkness. Darkness is nothing. In the beginning, there was nothing. And so when you create something out of nothing, you have to be God. I was so stupid when they sent off this thing to the moon or wherever it was that's gone, and they started to get it. I just thought everything would be light all the way to the moon because it's light here. I didn't know that the sun didn't shine all the way through the universe. Well, it shines on us, and it's not long until you get out of this orbit here and it's black. So, if you think about what it looked like, thank God for science, we get all this figured out, that it was a big deal when God created light. And another name for light is Jesus. He is light. He is the Word. Let's go back to John. And through him all things were made, and nothing was made that has been made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Our sun is our only source of everything that grows on this earth. And I even looked up photosynthesis last night. No wonder I never did get to bed. I had to look up all these words. I wish I'd known this earlier, and I thought, there's so much to learn, and I thought, I'm so thankful that God's gonna take me home, and we'll have a whole eternity to learn more and more and more, because I'm just now beginning to learn, and good to Lord, I'm 90 years old, I don't have enough time to learn everything. But, and then it was talking about green. Did you know the green that's in the leaves is sugar? And that we could not live without light, because light is what seeps in through photosynthesis into all of these green leaves, and they grow, and all the vegetables, everything that's got a leaf on it that's green, it comes because God made it that way. And green also is oxygen besides sugar. And you'll say, but I eat animals. Well, animals eat green leaves. They just store it in a different manner. And so if we had nothing to eat, which we would have nothing to eat if we did not have sunshine on the planet to grow the plants, to grow the animals, to grow everything we eat. So it goes back here and it says, Jesus being the light. And also we need to know that basically we're tying this into the first day of creation. We're going to be talking God days for three different times. And what is a God day? God is not tied to time as earth is. Time is not created until the third day. So when you see the first day that we have light, this is a God day. And so this is the very first time of God coming into the presence of the darkness and all of the different three people, or the three essence, or the three whatever the people are that's called God. They're not people, but they're three individuals. We know that Jesus did become a person. But this is the three persons, essence is a good word that I like to use, that they are going to work together. And the first thing they're going to do is their presence of Jesus in this first day is light. Because anytime you talk about light, it's Jesus. And anytime you talk about life, it's Jesus. Anytime you talk about the Word, it's Jesus. And those are a little complicated for our minds, but that's what it is. And this is the reason that he's using words that humans can understand, we can understand, and see this a little bit more clearly. And so it said, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness is not overstanding. That's an interesting statement, isn't it? Also, when you get the word here, understand, you're moving into a different form of light, and that is enlightenment. You know, when you finally get something, light bulb comes on. So, the Holy Spirit helps us understand what God had in mind when he's using these different words in his book he wrote. And so, we all pray for enlightenment, and that is the light of the Holy Spirit through the Word, that we have the ability to begin to have a little bit of comprehension who God might be. So look at light. Also, we could not exist without enlightenment. We have to be enlightened enough, even as a child, not to go over and stick your hand up on a hot stove or it'll burn it. Everything that we learn because something or some person or some place we have been taught. And that when we get it from God, it's not only taught, it's enlightenment. And it's a truth that will always stand. One thing for sure that we need to have in mind, God is the God of order. This brilliant idea that somebody decided that we had three stars that bumped together and they all melted, and that was the beginning of our earth and that was the Big Bang. I've seen lots of things experience Big Bangs and there was no order. Every time I do that, I think, oh, where'd you get the stars? They think that's the beginning, but they're going to start with three stars. Good Lord have mercy. Anyway, another side trail. So, next sentence here. In him was life. And now then we have that life physically, spiritually, mentally, and everything is all comes through Jesus. And it is the light of men, we can think. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. Now this is when Jesus has come into the world, and he is trying to come and teach us who God is. That's why he came. And he kept saying, I will do what my God says. I will do what my Father says. And then he, all the time he's doing that, he's trying to say, well, my Father told me this. This is the way it's going to be. And then even when the last time he speaks to his disciples, and Thomas says, you're going to see the Father. How do you get to see the Father? And that's when Jesus says, have I been here with you so long that you do not know me? I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. This goes back to the Trinity. We're all one. And he came to show us the Father, and also because they were one. So then we have a little sidetrack. Then the man was sent from God. His name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning that light. We're going back to Jesus. So that through him all man might believe. This is enlightenment. He himself was not the light. That's John. He came only as a witness to the light, and the true light that gives life to every man was coming into the world. That's one more time he's emphasizing Jesus is the light of the world in all aspects. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came that with his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decisions, or of a husband's will, but born of God. Now then, more information. The Word became flesh and lived among us for a while. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Always glory throws you back to light. There are three different times that we have of a man experience the presence of Jesus. And so one of them is in, let me see where I did write those down. The written down somewhere. Well, I'll just give you that. And you know, the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John went up in the mountain with Jesus, and he was transfigured. And this really struck me. It said that it was so bright, it was white. And he said that you could not endure the light anytime they come in position with Jesus. But when it talks about white light, that's pure light. I was hoping that Gwen would be here. She's an artist. If you are an artist, there's primary colors. and you can mix those primary colors and you can have different colors. You cannot mix any white, anything with white to make white. We were talking last week about all these different colors of white. Well, some of them are contaminated. But Jesus was white light with no contamination of anything when he came and was visible in who he actually was when you saw the God-man, Jesus. And it says in there it was bleached whiter than anything man could bleach. So when it calls that, that helped me to understand, since I've had so much training in painting, it's what is your palette. You start with primary colors, and then you learn to mix them to work them for whatever color you want. But you never, ever, ever put white on that palette, because you don't want anything to contaminate it. So when he came and he was white, even a light bulb, you know, you get them and some of them are a little gray and some of them are a little pink and some of them are you know, painted to do something different. But you get a real white light bulb and you turn that thing on, you cannot look at it. I can go out to the mailbox, and since Rob and Christy get their mail with me, I go through the mail, and all of it has my name on it. I take in the house, and the rest of them I put back in the box. And I get back in the house, and I look to see where it come from. I cannot read that envelope. For a little while, I'm light blinded. Well, the next one that we talk about, we had in Acts, Paul, on the road to Damascus. And this brilliant light came and said, "What are you up to, Paul?" And he said, "Well, who are you?" He said, "I'm Jesus and you're persecuting me." But he was so bright that Paul was blinded for 3 days and without the prayers of this good godly man, he might have stayed blind the rest of his life. Jesus is light. And then if you look in the first chapter of Hebrews, that's way back in the back of your Bible. That's why I like this little Bible. I can find stuff in it. Then we will read Hebrews chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets in many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed to be heir of all things. And through him, he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven, and he became much superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. And so this is talking about Jesus one more time. And what did it say? He said he was the created one, the one that did creation, and that he is the Son of God. And it goes back and talks about that he is, anytime you see glory, it's always in light or fire. You know, during the time of the tabernacle when they were wandering in through the 40 years, God had given them a cloud of over them during the daytime, and then he had given them a pillar of fire at night. And any time that God shows up, they call it the Shekinah of glory, and it's always either fire or bright lights. And Jesus, even in the New Testament, he said, "I was with you in the cloud and in the wanderings when we went through there." God has always been here. Jesus was always here. He didn't just show up when he was born as a child. And so you have a fire, and that's why you don't mess with fire. And I think that's why God has given us something that we understand how much power, you know, of all times, we know how much power the fire has right now. And do not drop a spark of any kind, or you can have the whole acreage go away. It's powerful. Jesus is powerful. And anyway, he is the light, he is the fire, he is the word, he is the creator, he is in the beginning, he is God. So when you ask me who God is, you have all three of those. Now then, turn to Revelation 1. I just love Revelations. I mean, you need to read Revelation. Everybody's scared to death reading Revelation. So, we're in Revelation 1, and I'm going through the NIV. The revelation of Jesus Christ. You want to know what revelation is? It's the revelation that Jesus is revealed, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angels to his servant John, who testified on everything he saw, that is, the word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads these words and know this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what was written in it. Now then, this is John. John's talking, and God's dictating, and the Holy Spirit's moving. And he talks about here that he is addressing Revelation to the seven churches. And it's grace and peace to you from who he is and who he was and who he is to come and from the seven spirits. Okay, this is another description of Jesus. Grace and peace to you from him, Jesus, who is, who was, and who is to come. And then the seven spirits, that's the Holy Spirit's complete before his throne. And Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness to the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. And then we go on in here, and it says, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, and to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Lord, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, and those who have pierced him, and all the people of the earth will mourn because of him. I am, there's your I am statement. That's God. I am, Jesus said, I am the Alpha. That was in the beginning. I am the Omega. And then I am the beginning. Those are, I think, Greek for beginning and end. He was in the beginning. He'll be here in the end. And he's right here with us today. And then he said, then John speaks up. And he said, I, John, your brother and companion to the suffering and the kingdom, patient, the endurance that is ours in Jesus, was on the Isle of Patmos. This is what's going on. And then down to 10, on the Lord's day, I was in the spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like trumpets. And it said, write on the scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, and it lists all the seven churches. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking and to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone that we are a part of the seven golden lampstands. The God's Holy Spirit, when it is in a church, is coming in as a lampstand. His light is here by the Holy Spirit. And he said, one like unto the Son of Man. He was dressed in a robe, and he reached down to his feet with a golden sash around him. His head and his hair was like wool and as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire, penetrating. Jesus looks at you, he can see plumb through you to your heart. His feet were like bronze going in a furnace, and his voice, I just love this, is like the sound of rushing waters. Not one. You know, you think about Niagara Falls, how much noise it makes. Yeah. Jesus' power of his word and way he speaks is like rushing waters. Mm-hmm. Not one, waters. You line up three or four Niagara Falls and get some idea of the power when he says something, what it's going to do. Water moves stuff. And it said then, in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. So I think if you have listened to all of these, and if you don't get it today, go home and read it. You ought to know now that Jesus is the light of the world, and beyond what we can understand. But it helped me kind of, I guess, because of my background in painting. When it says that it was so white, the light was. And so I want you to know about the power that Jesus has. So then, where did we get in our outline? We've got through John 1, and then we've got, let's read 1 John 1.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to read 1 John. That which was from the beginning. From when? The beginning. Which we heard, which we, now this is John talking, which we have seen with our eyes, this is when Jesus was on earth, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning who? The word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it, testified to it, we proclaim it to you, the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen, heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and Jesus the Christ. We write this to make your joy complete. So, you ought to have it real clear now. Jesus is the Word. I heard a lady say one day that I think helped me on this word business. Any word that you do not understand, if you will look at Jesus's life, he lived it out. If you don't completely understand compassion, you look what Jesus did while he was on earth and you see compassion. If you don't understand what sacrifice was, you look at Jesus on the cross and you see what sacrifice is. Everything you do not understand, if you will read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and ask, not what is he teaching, what is he doing? He walks up and there's a man that's got leprosy, and anybody else would have had to start screaming 10 feet back here, leper, leper, and Jesus would have said, stop. You're not going to come any closer than that, because that was the law at that time. And he comes on and Jesus takes hold of him. He touches a leper and all of the leprosy is gone. So that is compassion. He said, you know, they, all of these people, you know, we got 5,000 and all the kids and all the rest of the folks have shown up here. And he said, let's feed them. And one of them said, feed them? We don't have any enough for ourselves. What are we going to do with food? We couldn't even buy enough food with a year's worth of thing. Jesus said, they are like sheep without a shepherd. You want to know what a shepherd is? It's when Jesus sees 30,000 people and he turns to you and he said, feed them. And he fed them. He is God from the beginning. So, let's look at Colossians 1 and see what we learn. Let's start with verse 10. Anyway, Paul is writing to Colossae, and he said, and we pray that in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good works and growing in the knowledge of God. I would be in strengthening with all the power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience and joy. Notice he's going to give us all of these things. You know, think, well, life is so hard. It is. It's horrible. Some days it just gets worse and worse, and you think, Teresa and I's life, not laughing, but was kind of thinking about it the other day. It seemed like every week for 6 weeks we've had somebody die. It's almost like when you go to the restaurant and you have the soup of the day. Well, who died today? You're afraid to answer the telephone. You think everybody that you thought was going to die had gotten through that, and it just keeps going on. Anyway, he said that you may have great endurance. If you live through this summer, you got great endurance. You have to have patience or you'll knock somebody in the head because you've gone as far as you can stand it in this heat. But also joyful. Jesus had the crazy sense of humor, or he would not have said some of the things he said. If you came up to me and he said, honey, if you'll get that 2x4 out of your eye, maybe you can see a little bit better how to get that speck out. So that's funny. Picture that. I was married to a carpenter. I don't know what a 2x4 is. And Jesus said, in other words, get with it, kid. You know, you just need to think about this. And so that you may have great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father. And then, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. We are members of the kingdom of light. This is the only thing that is going to endure, because Jesus is the king over the kingdom of light, and we're members in it. Now, isn't that an awesome thought? For, talking about Jesus, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Picture what we're starting about in the beginning of creation, how black everything is. We were in that state until the light of Jesus brought us to know God by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't grow anything in that kind of a... You even plant something in a bucket and put it in a closet and close it up. It ain't going anywhere. Everything that we are is because of the power of the light that comes through Jesus. Now let's go to 15. Jesus, the supremacy of Jesus is my topic here. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Now that can be in the beginning and also be when he was born into a human body. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth. Now that stretches it a little bit. You know all those angels that they talk about, that there's just mobs and mobs and mobs of them? You know where they come from? Jesus created them. Not only did he was in the beginning when we created the world, he created everything in heaven that they might need. This is going to stretch your head. And if you don't realize how big God is by the time we get through all this, go home and read it again. And it said, now then, he's over everything, the visible things, the invisible things, whether the thrones or the powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him. And why? For him. Everything that we're learning was created for the joy of Jesus. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. He can speak one word and this all can be, you won't hear about a big bang. If his word was not holding all of us together, it would not last. He is holding on, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. In other words, he was raised so we all could be raised, so that everything that he might have supremacy. For it pleased God to have all of his fullness dwell in Jesus, through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether the things on earth or the things in heaven, by making peace through the blood shed on the cross. So when Jesus came to this world, he is causing reconciliation of all things that God created everything to be where there is friction. We know there was even some of this happened in heaven, because they threw out a bunch of angels up there one day, and one of them has been driving us nuts ever since. His name is Satan. And he said, but to bring it all back under subjection to God, it was happened through Jesus, not only here when we were given our life and forgiven of our sins, so that we can be able to be back one with him as we were in the beginning with Jesus in creation. All of that has been through Jesus. Whether on things on earth or in heaven, and to make peace through his blood shed on the cross. And then he's talking to us like the Colossians. Once you were alienated from God, were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Jesus Christ, physical body, through which the death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free of accusation. If you continue your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out by the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, which I, Paul, have become a servant. When you think about who Jesus is, and he did all of that for me, you better sober up and praise him. You get to begin to feel a little bit small, don't you? I think it helps us to be visible, to see Jesus as a human. We are so human in our thinking that he had to come and be human and live a human, perfect life to be the sacrifice. But you have more of an idea of what Jesus looks like when you look at the Transfiguration. You can't see him. He's God just like you think us. And since we don't have a picture of, and we got all these pictures of Jesus, most of them look like, because he was really a real strong Jew. He wasn't Italian, and he wasn't sick. He was strong. Praise God, the Holy Spirit showed up this morning. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Number one, he is the one that has collected all of this information through the years, and he is the one that brought the information to the prophets. He is the one that power, and he is God, and he is still with us, and that was what I was talking about. Next week, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Well, we'll cover it up, but let's go look at it now. Go back 1, 2, 3 books. Go to Ephesians 1, and we're going to close with this, and it is kind of a conclusion, starting in verse 3. We're in Ephesians 1. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. And who?
Christ.
I always say Jesus. Christ is a description. And Jews like to write, talk about Christ all the time. But he's Jesus. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. When? Before this world was created.
Yes.
He didn't create this world and we just made a mess of it. What are we going to do with them now? Everything that has transpired was in beginning before creation. He knew when they did create this world, and we would land up, give it to this crazy people here, then it would get in a mess it is. But then we're starting right here, is the solution. And he wanted us to be what he created us to be. Then he said, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely has given us in the one he loves. Grace comes through Jesus. Love comes through Jesus. But this is all gone together was before this was ever created. And that to me just blows my mind. He knew he was going to deal with all of us like this. But I do not see the finished product. I do not see this world perfected as it was created. I do not see us as Jesus intended for us to be when he created us in our mother's womb. But he is making all of us going to be, when we are resurrected with him, perfect like we were created to be. And it said, not only he will perfect also his creation. And all of that is a gift. And Jesus and the Lord wanted us to be a part of his family. So, I think we run out of time. We will begin with Matthew 24 and 35. And have a little bit more about Jesus and probably talk about the Holy Spirit next week.
Thank you, Father God, for bringing us together. Thank you for your word that leads us to you. Thank you for Miss Jean, who teaches us and is filled with the Spirit that allows us to just get closer to you, Father God. Thank you for Miss Kate that sings your word in worship, and which is love worship in your name, Father God. Allow us to go through this day with you in the center of our hearts. Remind us whose we are and who you are in our lives. Remind us to be a light to this dark, dark world. Father God, we need you so much. You know every single need in this room, and the ones that were not written, the ones that are not here, keep them safe from harm. Father God, allow us hearts to just grow in you, with you, and just allow us to continue to proclaim your name, for you are holy, you are worthy. We love you so, so much, and thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for this word that leads us to you, Father God. We love you, and we thank you, and you know each need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.